Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, Akil Stokes here. Welcome back to the Trading Coach Podcast. In today's episode, we're going to talk about dealing with temptation to trade and what I personally did to kind of get over that hurdle in my trading. We're also going to talk about how I got my trading portfolio to be what it is today, meaning the removal of some pairs going from a larger number down to a smaller number and what caused those actions. So, bon appetit. Another question came in. Stuart, how big was your portfolio? How big was your portfolio? Like originally since I got good, I guess you can say. Okay. Originally I had a 20 pair portfolio. And I had an accountability partner named Roy. And it was funny, me and Roy, we would catch up like every month. And we would come to the determination that the reason we were struggling in trading is because we were trying to trade 20 pairs. And it was way too much. And then every month we'd be like, all right, Roy, we're going to cut it down in half and really lock in. And we do that for like 2 weeks. And then 2 weeks later, we get on another accountability call. And I'd be like, man, I struggled this month. Yeah, me too. How many pairs you trade? Yeah, I'm back up to 20. Yeah, me too. And then we finally got smart enough to be like, well, maybe we should stop doing the thing that's hurting us. But we were young and dumb back then. And we just, you know, we were swing traders. So it's like 10 pairs is boring, man. Wasn't a lot happening. I think I only traded patterns back then. Either I only traded patterns or only traded strict CTS. But yeah, we just kept expanding because I kept like, you know, you look at a chart and then like there's nothing there. You go through your now. Like, so when you're a newer trader, right, you're super hungry and anxious. And this is kind of what Jason and I spoke about the other day, where it's like we went from more to less to doing more of the less, if that makes sense. And it's like we were young, we were super excited. Like I love trading. Don't get me wrong, but trading has become very boring to me. And I hope that makes sense. I love it to death, but like, it's not the same like spark that it was when I started 15 years ago. So 15 years ago, like I jump up my bed, like slide down the stairs, like it's Christmas morning, get to my charts and be like, it's trading time, baby. Let's go. Right. All super excited. And I'm like, looking for trades. I had like a playlist and theme music and all this funny stuff. Cause like I wanted to trade. I was so passionate about trading. It was this thing that was going to change my life. And I was ready to go. And imagine the emotional swings that happen when it's like, you know, like again, Christmas time, right? Imagine you roll down the steps excited for Christmas. And then there's no presents under the tree. Right? You feel bad, right? So that would happen with trading. I'd be all excited and be like, no opportunities there. So what do you start doing? Well, you start looking around for other opportunities, right? And you tell yourself, I'm just training my eyes, right? As my coach told me. And then you start seeing opportunities on other pairs and like, you know, it's, well, you know, nothing else is going on. So I might as well hit the button, right? And you do that. And then before you know it, you sneak back into that old habit of just like, looking for everything and hunting for trade. So we just kept repeatedly doing that for a very long time. And of course, being like the dumb males we are, we're just like, okay, we should stop this, right? This is like the conversation we had, Dennis, the other day, where it's like the formula for trading is simple, right? Just do only what you're supposed to do, nothing more, nothing less. So we tell ourselves we're only going to do what we're going to do, nothing more, nothing less. And then we start doing more. And end up in the same boat over and over again until eventually it hurts enough to change. So eventually we did change. And I went to a 12-pair portfolio, Stuart. I went to a 12-pair. I think I had, it was the same portfolio I have now. So I'll read it off to you guys. Euro dollar, pound dollar, euro yen, pound yen, dollar Canada, Aussie dollar, New Zealand dollar, Aussie Canada, right? That's nine. That's what I currently trade. And then there was the euro Aussie was 10. There was a pound Aussie, which was 11. I think it was 13. There was a pound New Zealand, which was 12. And then there was a dollar Swiss. I don't remember if dollar Swiss, I might have cut dollar Swiss before this or not. A dollar Swiss was in my portfolio at one point until the whole Swiss thing where they pulled the rug out from underneath the currency and everything. If you guys ever look at a chart, scroll back long enough and you'll see the Swiss crash. You'll see exactly what happened. So I don't remember if I removed the Swiss before that or it had to be before, because yeah, I had a bigger portfolio. I had pound Swiss and euro Swiss in my portfolio as well, so that had to be before. So I think it went from 20, that was supposed to be 10, and it went to about 14. Then after the Swiss crash, I removed the three Swiss pairs, pound, euro, and dollar Swiss. And that brought me down, maybe it was 15, and that brought me, I removed those three, and then the last ones to be removed were the pound Aussie, New Zealand, pound Aussie, pound New Zealand, and euro Aussie. And that was due to the ATR stuff that I told you the other day, where the markets are cyclical, right? There have been times, and I've been trading long enough to earn this experience, where you have very low volatility times, you have very high volatility times. If you ever want to see what it looks like, you're not going to notice it on the chart, because candles, you know, your chart's going to scale to make it look the same. But if you ever go back through periods of time, look at daily ATRs, you're going to see periods of time like, 2014, I think, where you're going to see periods of time like 2009, 2010, where, like, you know, the ATR and like the euro dollar, for example, was like 200 pips, right? 200 pips a day was the average movement. Then you're going to go to periods of time like 2012 or 2014, where the market's moving 50 pips a day. You're like, what the hell do I do with 50 pips a day? That was a really interesting time in my trading. I did like 50 pips a day. Like, I want you to think about that for a minute. What the hell do you do with a 50 pip average movement a day? It's not 50 pip in a single direction. It's 50 pips of like a range a day. It's very hard to, like, if you can sneak 25 pips out of the 25 pips of profit out of the market, guys, you've extracted 50% of the daily move. Like, that was a very tough time of trading. But it was, yeah, during those high volatility times where those pairs had like 200 pip ATRs. If you didn't see yesterday's Q&A, go back and watch it. But those were times where with my risk management and money management strategy at the time, it put me in a position where there was too much risk available. And it killed the consistency in my trading, because half the trades had too much risk, the other half the trades didn't. And now, instead of consistently executing a plan methodically, it was kind of like I was picking and choosing. So that was it. Hope you enjoyed the show. As always, if you want to learn more about trading, whether you are brand spanking new or maybe you've been at it for a while and struggling, I recommend checking out our website, www.tier1trading.com. We work with traders of all different levels. We have live sessions, we have training courses, we have supportive resources, and a great community of traders that are here to kind of help you and hold your hand through the journey. So check us out, www.tier1trading.com, and I'll see you guys next episode.